Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the action of the mid-season final between GC Foster College and Barbican FC in the Sherwin-Williams Women's Premier League. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. The women of Barbican FC have established themselves as strong contenders for the Sherwin-Williams Women's Premier League football title after cruising to a 4-1 victory over GC Foster College in the mid-season final staged at the Stadium East Football Stadium last Saturday. It was a dominating display by the ladies from Barbican from the very first whistle, and two goals each from Tashana Vincent and Rochelle Bryan in both halves sealed the victory. Coach of Barbican FC, Charles Edwards, said he came into the game expecting a sterner test from the opponents, but was happy to see his side run out victorious.
I think we, the Barbican team, we played efficiently enough to have pulled it off. I think we could have done with a little bit sharper performance in terms of passing and our movements, but it's a matter of getting the chemistry right. But I think once we get it right, it's going to be interesting, because if we are not right as yet and we can win the mid-season 4-1, then it argues very well for us down the road.
Coach Edwards is urging other teams to be on the lookout for Barbican FC, because the latest victory will serve as added motivation for the team to go on and win the Premier League.
If you know the Barbican team, we are always prepared. We work very hard and it's a very disciplined group, blessed with good leaders. But like I said before, the interesting thing is that we won it not playing our best. So once we can get to our best performance, then it could be very dangerous for the rest of the teams.
Team captain for Barbican FC, Alicia James, says the victory was the result of executing what they had been doing in practice, passing the ball and moving into open spaces.
Barbican is always a pass and move team, and we get a good pitch to play on today, and this really show up the kind of football that we are used to playing. Right now, this is also one of the first trophies we're defending out of the three that we got last season, and I think for the new players, this is going to encourage them to want to train harder, put more out so that we can try and retain the other two.
Kurt Brooks, coach of the runners-up GC Foster College, says despite being humbled on the day, his team will rebound in matches to come.
We always bounce back. We have a team management team that can come and motivate the girls. The girls themselves are strong mentally, so they can bounce back from this and prepare for the rest of the competition.
Managing director of Sherwin-Williams, Ian Forbes, says even after 13 years of sponsoring women's Premier League football, he continues to be impressed by the quality of play on display.
We've been very satisfied with the returns, and we're very proud with respect to our contribution to the development of the game in Jamaica. I think what we need to do is continue improving the league so we'll produce more quality local players who will be included in the national setup.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Mr. Phillips, I get a new chemical boss. Them call this one the killer. The cockroach worries are over.
So what is in this one?
You're mad, boss. I can't tell you that. That is trade secret.
Remember, pesticides can be dangerous to health. Therefore, only use a pest control company that is licensed by the Pesticides Control Authority. In choosing a company, check the original license. A licensed company must have public liability insurance and at least one certified applicator who must be present when the job is being done.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
That's what we sing, that's what we say.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.